can introduce Shona Robertson, MSP, the Cabinet Secretary for Health and Wellbeing and Sport. Shona.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. Good. Good. I'm Shona Robertson, the Cabinet Secretary for Health and Sport, and welcome to you all to the Queen Elizabeth Teaching and Learning Centre, fantastic facility for this afternoon's meeting. Just to say a little bit about the arrangements. For some of you might have been at an annual review before, but this might be the first time for others. Basically, the annual review is an event that is an opportunity to talk about how the board has been managing services over the last year since the last annual review, but more importantly, what the plans are going forward. It's an opportunity for us to ask questions, and then, of course, at around 3 o'clock, we'll open into the public session where you get to ask questions. And it's part of the holding boards to account for the expenditure of significant amounts of public money, of taxpayers' money, that's invested in NHS Scotland. This morning I met with the Area Clinical Forum and the Area Partnership Forum, so that was the staff involved in delivering services, telling me some of the issues, what was working well, where there was issues of concern, and we had some very, very productive discussions. I then met with the patient group, which was, for me, part of the annual reviews. It's a very, very important aspect of that, to hear what the patients think of the services. And again, very, very positive feedback, but always room for improvement and some issues raised that we are going to go away and look at. We've listened to the feedback from annual reviews previously, and we have tried to change the annual reviews to make them more focused on the key issues of the day, and importantly, to create an opportunity for you to ask questions. The review's in two parts. The first, public, structured around the board's performance in key areas, and the board chair will undertake a presentation in a minute to outline some of those key areas. And then, as I say, there's the opportunity for you to ask questions. And after that, I'll be having a meeting with the board itself. I just want to say who these guys are, because you'll be wondering who I have here. Here is Paul Gray, who's the Director General and Chief Executive of NHS Scotland. And then we have Christine McLaughlin, who's the Director of Health Finance. And at the end, we have John Connaughan, the Chief Operating Officer of NHS Scotland. And of course, from Glasgow, we have the Chair, John Brown, and the Chief Executive, Robert Calderwood. So I hope you find the afternoon informative, and that you get to ask the questions that you want to ask. So thanks very much again for attending. I'm going to hand over to John Brown just to do his presentation to set the scene. So thank you.
Thanks very much, Shona. And can I just add to an introduction and that accompanying Robert and I from the leadership team in the Health Board, we have the Medical Director, Nurse Director, Finance Director and Director of Public Health, and those colleagues are all sitting in the front row here with us today, and they'll be available to answer questions in support of Robert and I. Today's agenda, then, as Shona's outlined, is I would like to talk a bit about the achievements and challenges of the last year for the Health Board, also taking a bit of a look ahead before we move into the question and answer session. But firstly, just a little bit of context. The who we are and what we do. Greater Glasgow and Clyde is a very large health board. It's the biggest board in Scotland. And when you look at these numbers, you'll get a feel for just how big the organisation is. So to help me present last year's performance, I've framed that around NHS Scotland's quality ambition themes. And these are perhaps something you're familiar with. So for today, the themes that I'll be presenting under are person-centred care, safe care and effective care. So if you let me start then with person-centred care. Person-centred care is our way really of describing not only what we do, which is very important, but also how we deliver healthcare. It means listening to the people that use our services and then tailoring our services to the needs of those individuals and what matters to them. I'm pleased to say that last year we actually achieved and indeed exceeded a significant number of our person-centred care targets, including the timings for child and adolescent mental health services, the psychological therapies, drugs and alcohol treatment, all the waiting times, the access to those services. We've seen year-on-year improvement. We've been very successful in delivering that service. And that's down to the hard work of all the people in Greater Glasgow and Clyde in those services that have made it possible to achieve that level of performance. Of course, some of our targets have proved more challenging to deliver, and that's been more noticeable in the more deprived communities in our area. We've certainly seen challenges in smoking cessation, the 12-week post-quit target, as we call it, antenatal care, that's the target around reaching pregnant women to ensure that they book an antenatal care appointment at 12 weeks. And really that brings home the issues around reducing health inequalities. Of course, that's a real challenge for the health board, but not just for the health board, but for all the organisation involved in health and social care. We do expect that the new health and social care partnerships that came into effect on the 1st of April will help us overcome many of the challenges we face in delivering better outcomes for patients, whatever their circumstances. So although we're focusing on delivering patient-centred care, I think it's important to appreciate we also give the same level of attention to ensuring that all our services are safe. We have built on the existing robust arrangements that we have for controlling healthcare-associated infection. We've reduced the number of C. diff instances year on year. You notice I haven't attempted to pronounce it. We've sustained a high level of hand hygiene compliance across our wards and departments, and we've been very successful in delivering the Scottish Parent Safety Programme. While all of this gives us as a board a high degree of assurance that our services are safe, we're not complacent about this. We do have some challenges. Despite our enhanced surveillance and reporting, we narrowly missed our target for the SAB infections. That's MRSA and MSSA. You might recognise it more as that. So we need to continue to share best practice and learn from the mistakes to continuously improve our services. And that includes responding quickly and appropriately to the external inspections that we've had. Last year, we had 4 unannounced healthcare inspections and 2 unannounced inspections of our older people in acute hospital services. Following those inspections, we carried out a detailed analysis of the findings. We've highlighted areas for improvement as well as the strengths, and there's a lot of strengths in this. And action plans have actually been delivered to make the necessary improvements. Now, these action plans are regularly reviewed and the lessons learned from them applied across the organisation, and that's very important in a big organisation like this, that we learn the lessons and we share the best practice. But of course, patient-centred and safe services also need to be effective. Again, I'm proud of what our people have achieved in 2015-16 in relation to waiting times and access to treatment. There's an information pack on your seats there that give you a bit more of the detail, a bit more of the numbers. But you'll see from that pack that we exceeded our targets in relation to the 18-week referral to treatment. 99.5%, so I kept my glasses on, 99.5% of our patients received their treatment within 12 weeks, the treatment time guarantee, and 96% of new outpatients waited less than 12 weeks for new outpatient appointments. And that really is quite an impressive performance for an organisation this size and this complex. I think it's important to note that we did this at the same time as delivering a balanced budget. The effort in doing that shouldn't be underestimated, and doing the same this year is proving just as challenging. I think everyone knows there are areas of service delivery where we need to do better. One of our biggest challenges is around unscheduled care. We're very much committed to the target of 95% of patients would wait less than 4 hours from their arrival to the point where it's decided would they be admitted, or would they be discharged, or would they be transferred to another unit. That's proved challenging, but I think it's important to note that we have delivered a year-on-year improvement. Our monthly average on 15-16 was 93%. We still haven't reached the 95% on a consistent basis. That's still our ambition. We're working now with colleagues in primary care, the out-of-hours service, the ambulance service, the health and social care partnerships, and colleagues in the Scottish Government to identify best practice, identify areas for improvement in the end-to-end process that deliver it. Robert, our Chief Executive, is leading this work, and we're aiming to come to a conclusion in the best way forward before the demand on our A&E services increases, as it does every winter. Another area of concern that I'd like to highlight, I suppose, is the cancer treatment. And we narrowly missed the 31-day target from decision to treatment. And our ability to deliver the 62-day cancer treatment target also proved quite challenging last year. Now, we're continuing to focus on improving this service. We've identified a number of areas that we can improve in, primarily around recruiting more staff, including staff to help us in urological cancer diagnostics and head and neck cancer treatment. And that's just a very brief summary of what's going particularly well and two of the key areas that we want to concentrate and improve in the service. But I think it's very important to acknowledge that all of these services in 15-16 were delivered while we underwent the largest hospital migration programme in Europe. And here we are today. During 15-16, we moved the four existing adult hospitals, the Southern General, the Victoria Infirmary, the Mansion House Unit and the Western Infirmary, into the new Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And we moved York Hills Hospital for Sick Children into the new Royal Hospital for Children. That was a big challenge. For a period, we ran services in parallel in the new hospital while the capability was built up. The final move was completed on the 15th of June. This was an £842 million project that was delivered under budget and ahead of schedule. And I've been in the public sector for 40 years, and I can't think of another one under budget and ahead of schedule with that sort of price tag. So the opening of the Queen Elizabeth University Hospital and the Royal Hospital Children means that our services are in fewer sites, but we've got increased technology, we've got early access to specialist services and greater synergy between the services, all of which allows us to provide a much better service. In addition, we've been able to contribute a partnership with the University of Glasgow to create this teaching and learning centre, and it's got related research facilities. In that partnership, these facilities are helping us to realise our shared vision of Glasgow having the very best facilities to train the clinicians of tomorrow and develop medicines and technologies to transform the quality of care that we deliver to our patients. And speaking of developing technologies, the Imaging Centre for Excellence, again, we've collaborated with the University of Glasgow Neurosciences. We're developing this new imaging centre. This is going to deliver state-of-the-art imaging to a standard that's not met anywhere else in the UK. It's also going to allow our neurosciences service to expand its theatre capacity. And this is a great example of the benefits that come from partnership with the university. And this partnership is one of the reasons why Glasgow has such a modern and modernising acute services capability. So that leads me quite nicely into looking ahead in a broader sense. This slide really summarises our three challenges as a board. Now, we have to continue to focus on addressing the performance challenges that we've identified today. We have to focus on continually improving our service delivery. We have to keep improving the quality of the service to our patients, not only in acute services, but also in primary care and mental health services. To help us deliver on that commitment of improving service delivery, we will continue to listen and respond to patient experience and feedback, which is a very important part of what we do. We'll also have to focus on ways of improving public health. We do a lot of work in that space. Sometimes it's not very easy to measure the outcome for a long period of time, but we have to keep working there to improve the overall public health. We remain fully committed to reducing inequalities, and that's critical that we work more effectively with our social care partners if we're to address some of those challenges. The new integrated health and social care agenda, the setting up of the health and social care partnerships, will certainly help accelerate how we do that. And we're already seeing evidence of how effective closer working between the health board and local authorities can improve the delivery of services. Scottish Government has committed £38 million to deliver purpose-built health and care centres in Greenock and Clydebank. The development of those primary care facilities is in addition to other major new health centres, Pollock Shields, Postle Park, Woodside, Gorbals, Maryhill. And that's a picture of our most recent acquisition in Eastwood. And they're all excellent examples of joint working between the Health Board and our local authority partners. So hopefully you'll have found that rather short, quick canter through 15-16 helpful. It was a lot tougher than I made it sound there. The results are actually a lot bigger than some of the numbers would suggest. But we remain confident that year on year this board will continue to improve.